Indeed, we are going to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, where an African Union meeting is underway, and it will be the very first time that Robert Mugabe, who is claiming his sixth term as Zimbabwe's president, will be making a public appearance. It was an election that has been called a sham by many world leaders. It was marked by violent oppression of the opposition. The BBC's Martin Plaut joins us from the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh. Martin, thanks for joining us. How has Mugabe been received?
Well, he's been received in a way as any other African head of state would. There's been no suggestion that anybody is boycotting him or that he's not being received properly. You know, he is sitting there around this huge conference center where the, the hall where they, all the African leaders are standing. And, you know, he's just being received in a normal manner. Now, of course, there have been some remarks about Zimbabwe at the conference, but his treatment so far has been absolutely no different from any other African head of state.
It's been a very unusual couple of weeks where we have seen many African leaders start to criticize Robert Mugabe in a way that we have not heard before. Let's listen to what the Ethiopian leader had to say.
I don't think either of the parties alone are capable of resolving the deep-seated problems of Zimbabwe and the extraordinary polarization within Zimbabwe society. So we need to find a negotiated way out of this problem.
That's the Prime Minister of Ethiopia. And Martin, will this be on the agenda, even perhaps overshadowing some of the wider ranging issues there at the African Union?
Well, it isn't officially on the agenda. You know, it was interesting that Hosni Mubarak, the longtime president of Egypt, who is the host of this summit, didn't even refer to it when he talked about the problems that Africa had to deal with. He talked about Chad and Sudan. He talked about Djibouti and Eritrea, and he talked about Somalia. Zimbabwe was not mentioned. The person who made the strongest statement was Asha Rose Migiro, who is the UN Deputy Secretary General. She said this was a moment of truth for the for regional leaders, and only dialogue between the two parties in Zimbabwe can restore stability to that country. So that was a strong statement. You know, I think off the record, certainly other leaders would say that kind of thing. And certainly in the margins of this meeting, there will be discussions, and I'm sure in the final communique, there will be mention of Zimbabwe. But, you know, it isn't officially on the agenda. Officially, this conference is about water and sanitation.
Martin Plaut, the BBC, reporting for the BBC from Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Many thanks to you.